101.9 FM, 1570 AM, WOKC, Okeechobee's True Country, Alabama, in Hometown Honeymoon from 1993. It is now time for Taylor's Table, where we talk about all things regarding the kitchen. Yes, if you can't handle the heat, well, just move to the other side, because honestly, I feel like anyone and everyone should learn how to cook, something, okay? Maybe not baking bread or, you know, making a meatloaf or things like that. But I mean, not saying that a meatloaf is difficult to make. My understanding, it's pretty easy. But either way, I just think that, you know, you need to find out something that you want to get good at. And maybe you just make a mean sandwich. Maybe you're not cook material as far as the oven and the stovetop, but you can make a really good sandwich or a nice plate of pinwheels or something. Who knows? I mean, just find something that you can do, and that way you can at least feed yourself. But seriously, I think food is something that just brings people together. You know, we're getting into the holiday season with Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner. So this month, we're going to talk about a lot of different Thanksgiving recipes. And today's episode is all about the bird. Yes, the turkey. Now, we are going to cut this up into two parts. Today is going to be part one, how to prepare said bird, and then on Thursday we're going to talk about a few of the different ways that you can actually cook the turkey. And of course we will talk about ham as well. Even though I'm not a huge ham fan, we are still going to get that in there. But first, we need to thank our sponsors, and we really appreciate their support: Wildwood Yoga and Wellness and Big Lake Growers Asian Market. Wildwood Yoga and Wellness is the only yoga studio in Okeechobee, offering a variety of classes and movement styles, and we also offer privates. We have yoga, Zumba, HIIT Squad, and chair yoga. Want more information about classes? Check out our website, www.yogawellness.com. Or give us a call at 863-673-4670. We're located in the Cedar Plaza at 2827 Southwest 3rd Terrace. Big Lake Growers Asian Market is Okeechobee's one-stop place for all kinds of Asian food, sauces, spices, and more. Plenty of frozen food for nights when you're short on time. Big Lake Growers Asian Market also offers international shipping. Stop in today and check out all Big Lake Growers Asian Market has to offer. Open Wednesday through Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Located off Highway 710 after the Y on the right in Okeechobee. Okay, so we're talking about turkey. We're talking about Thanksgiving this week. And I just want to mention that whatever you decide to do for Thanksgiving, right? You don't have to do the standard Thanksgiving foods. But if you do, be prepared, all right? You've got a few weeks, all right? What are we, on the 9th? Yeah, you've got at least 2 weeks to prepare for Thanksgiving. Do not put it off, okay? Especially if you're going to be the hostess. If you're the hostess, do not put it off until the week of Thanksgiving, all right? You want to make sure you get your stuff done ahead of time. There's nothing worse than a stressful holiday, and you want to be able to enjoy yourself on Thanksgiving, just like you want to be able to enjoy yourself on Christmas, 4th of July, and all these other ones, right? So what do? We prepare, we plan, we prep. Okay, so that's what today's episode is going to be about, is prepping said turkey. Now, we're going to get into how to shop for a turkey and things like that as well. So, now, I just want to also say, if you have a foolproof plan of how you do your turkey, you are the turkey person for your family, right? Do not listen to what I'm going to say. If you've got a foolproof thing and you want to do it to a T and it works for you every time, that's fine. But for those of you out there, maybe this is your first year hosting Thanksgiving. Maybe this is your second or third. Maybe you've decided to take over turkey duty this year. Whatever it may be, the biggest thing I can say is to prep, plan, and prepare. Okay, so let's get right into it. So let's go over the basics of the do's and don'ts of how to cook this turkey and how to prepare for it. So what size turkey do you buy? This is going to be the big one here. Okay, and they recommend 2 pounds per adult, 1 pound per child. Okay, so if you have 5 adults, you're going to need a 10-pound turkey. Boom. Easy as that. Now, I do just want to mention this. You want leftovers. There's nothing better than a turkey sandwich the day after Thanksgiving with the sides and everything. You got to make sure. Now, there are portion calculators online. You can do that. But I would just say, go ahead and go big. Anyways, so that's step one, right? Is finding out how big of a turkey you need to buy. Now, if it's just you and one other person, maybe just get a regular turkey breast instead of the whole turkey. But if you like your dark meat and you know you're going to use it up, whether it be for soups, casseroles, sandwiches, afterwards, go ahead and get a big one. Now, let's get into second step. Thawing, okay? It's best to begin the thaw about a week away from turkey time. So if you're going to have Thanksgiving dinner on actual Thanksgiving, you better make sure that you start thawing your turkey at least the 18th, 19th, or 20th, depending on how big your turkey is. Now, if it's a 12-pound turkey, it's going to take 3 days to thaw in the fridge, 6 hours in water. Now, that's completely submerged in changing the water every 30 minutes. You guys don't want to do it that way. You want to go ahead and just do it in the fridge, all right? So 12 pounds, 3 days, you get up to 24 pounds. It's going to be about 6 days to thaw the turkey. Now, I did read an article that said that the night before, you want to make sure that there is plenty of time. As far as you want to make sure that your turkey is pretty much thawed out. Now, it does say to unwrap it the night before. Your choice. Your choice. Now, a couple of different articles said not to wash the turkey. It did say to dry it off with paper towels and then prepare it for the oven. It also says don't brine the turkey if you buy it from, say, Butterball or Norbest or some other kind of high-quality turkey from the store. If you want to, you can, but if not. However, if the turkey is a wild turkey, you should definitely brine it the night before to make sure it'll be moist and flavorful. Now, here's the other thing. They say not to baste the turkey, and I know that there's going to be some people out there than to argue with that statement, but the more you open the oven, the more the temperature changes, okay? So you can do it on the inner and the outer skin before you pop it in there, all right? But honestly, you don't want to mess with the time and you don't want to mess with the heat. You want to keep it constant and whatnot. They do also say that if you stuff your turkey, that's going to change up your cooking time as well. So let's keep going out here. Now, I did read also somewhere they said to air out your turkey. So when the time comes to cook your bird, take the not thawed turkey out of the fridge and set it on a rack at room temperature for about an hour to take the chill off and dry out the skin. This could be the same rack you plan to roast the turkey on. There's no need to dirty another dish. Your roasting rack should allow the bottom of the turkey to sit or just below the top of the pan. No roasting rack? Well, you can use a heavy-duty cooling rack set inside a half-sheet pan. Now, this one you might not have thought about, but let me just throw it out there for those of you who maybe haven't cleaned your oven in some time. Yeah. You might want to plan ahead of time and go ahead and clean out your oven, especially if you know you've got some pizza caked on in there and stuff. Yeah, go ahead and clean that bad boy. We'll talk about how to clean your oven a little later on in the program, but this is a little bit about how we're going to prep our turkey. We're going to get into how to cook it, the different ways to cook it on Thursday. We could talk turkey all day, and I'm also going to give you some fun facts about turkey when I come back on Thursday and talk about Taylor's Table then. So if you have any information, tips, or tricks on how to cook a turkey, I would love to hear them. Go ahead and share them with me. You can email or you can give me a call or send me a Facebook message. I'd love to talk about it because I am still very, very green when it comes to cooking turkeys. I've cooked about 2 turkeys in my lifetime and each time were very, very different. So I definitely want to encourage folks to reach out to some family members, reach out to friends that you know have cooked turkeys in the past and see what they do and their methods. If you've got something you want to share, let me know. I want to thank Wildwood Yoga and Wellness and Big Lake Growers Asia Market for their support of Taylor's Table. We'll be right back with more of Okeechobee's True Country in just a bit.
Okeechobee's.